CrossFit Bearden podcast starting in 10 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Let's get it. You ready?
I'm ready.
You ready? We've got a special guest this time.
We do.
I don't even know. We always start these podcasts off and we say, welcome to the podcast number whatever.
We still don't know what number.
We've said that since number 1 or 2 because we knew it was 1 or 2. But anyway, that's not Joe's laugh. That is a female laugh. Why don't you tell everybody who you are?
I'm Judy Pavone.
Nice. And if you don't know Judy, you are regular. Which classes do you regularly come to?
Been coming to 8:30, but I also come to 4:30 quite a bit.
Okay. So essentially everybody knows you.
Mostly.
And if they don't,
except the
they
people
should.
At 6 in the morning.
That's true. And if they don't know her from inside the gym, they should probably know her outside the gym.
There are people that come to 6 a.m.?
There are, apparently.
It's like people who email at 3:15 a.m.
I was just thinking about you. I was thinking of all the guys at 3 in the morning. Anyway, so the reason we've got Judy here is to, in case you don't know all about her, because I don't even know all about her, but apparently, which I do know, she's a badass. And not just at CrossFit, not just, you know, at being a mom, at being everything. Before I give too much away, Where'd you grow up? Where are you from?
I grew up in Helena, Montana.
Montana?
Yep.
Are the Rockies better than the...
Yes.
Smokies?
Well, totally different, but yes, they're beautiful.
That hurts.
It's cool.
It's a different kind of beauty.
Yeah, totally. They look totally different.
So from St. Louis, that really
hurts. I grew up in the plains. Well, anyway, this is home, Joe.
I'm sorry.
Me too.
How long have you been here?
I've been in Knoxville about 25 years, maybe.
25. So this is home now, right?
Yeah, it's home. Yeah, I've been here longer than anywhere else.
Nice. And you've raised your whole family here, right?
Yep. Both daughters were born here. Lexi's 22 and Maya's 20, so.
Have we met the other one? We know Lexi.
She used to clean in here. Mm-hmm. Last spring, maybe?
Yeah, last spring.
Or a year, maybe summer. A year and a half ago, something like that, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Which one's your favorite?
Oh.
I can't. both of them equally.
My dog.
Yes. So 25 years in Knoxville. What are some of your hobbies? What do you like to do?
Well, I work a lot, so that takes up a lot of time. Then the kids also took up a lot of time. But now CrossFit is my main hobby. I love it. It's been a great addition to my life.
How long have you been CrossFit?
A year and a half.
Nice. Yep. You like it?
Love it. I'm addicted to it. I love it.
You ever had those moments where like you didn't love it?
Well, every day, but when I get done, then I'm like, wow, I can't believe I just did that.
Yes. Okay, I want you mentioned work. What do you do for work?
I am the UT women's golf coach.
The UT women's golf coach.
Right.
Like the SEC. Did you guys win the SEC?
No.
Close, right?
No, we didn't play well this year. We did not finish well this year.
Was it last year?
Yeah, we've had some great finishes, and we have a good team. I mean, it wasn't a great year for us, but we're not bad. We're never bad. We're just not as good as I want to be. Yeah, right. And our expectations are high, and our program is great. So,
good stuff. And how long have you been the
21 years at UT.
Nice.
I've been lucky. That's the only place I've coached and worked, so I haven't had to move around. I haven't had to change jobs, so it's really lucky.
Yeah, and your alma mater is?
University of Alabama.
There you go.
Ouch, which one's better?
Right now, Alabama's better at golf and better at football, so that hurts.
Is that all you want to know? Who's better? What's better?
What do you like more, A or B?
Montana, Knoxville. Which child?
Such a competition.
Which CrossFit coach? That'll be next.
I got to write that down.
That's a given. That's a given. Yeah, that's right.
Sorry, excuse me. So we just got done with what is it? Fight Gone Bad.
Fight Gone Bad.
I'm spent. Have you did it? Did you?
Yeah,
do it
I did
yet?
It this morning at 8:30.
Fun
it was
stuff.
Rough. Yeah, it was a good one.
Completely lost my train of thought. 'Cause I'm thinking about Fight Gone Bad. So 21 years you've been here, coaching. Before then, did you play golf? I mean, obviously you had some experience.
I did. I played professionally for 5 years. I was on the LPGA tour for 2. And then towards the end of that time, I just thought, I want to kind of stay in one place. And if I want to have kids, I can't do both. So I was lucky to find coaching. I started as the assistant coach at UT and then was able to, I mean, I travel a lot still, but not as much as I would have had to. So I've been able to manage both being a mom and being a coach.
I think that's a tough thing for females, like even in CrossFit, like at some point during the 20s, you know, these female athletes have to make a decision about, you know, 30s as well, but where they want to be and what they want to do, you know, I think that's a difficult thing
for
female that males don't necessarily have to deal with.
Yeah, my husband, he had owned a business here and then had rental properties, so he's been really flexible. So he was able to be in town all the time. I was out of town. If you had a spouse that had to travel to or whatever, you just couldn't.
Yeah.
Or your kids would be in daycare all the time, which wouldn't be great.
Yeah.
What's some of the coolest spots you've played?
Well, coolest spots I played. We went and played at Pebble Beach, but that was with the team just for fun. So, of course, that was amazing. I went to Scotland with my family and played.
They have a few good golf courses there.
Yeah. Birthplace of golf, Scotland.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. It was a beautiful day, though, when we played St. Andrews, so it was nothing like what you
doesn't
expect.
Doesn't count, man, if it was a good day.
I know, it doesn't. It should be raining and windy.
Raining and windy, yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of great places. Usually the places I like best are the places I played best, so they may not be the best golf courses. Gotcha. They're just
I said that to you before about, like, it's amazing to me that golf was created in a climate that is ridiculous. Yeah. Like, you would think, like, Pebble Beach, like, somebody invented it in, like, Florida or California, but they invented it in colder in Scotland.
They're too busy swimming and
doing other stuff. That's true.
So you said the places you like best are the places you've played best.
Yeah.
How good were you?
Well, not good enough that I'm still on tour. So
I was going to say, you have to be on the tour in the first
place. Yeah, you do. You do. But when I got through and got my tour card, I thought, okay, I'm good enough to be out here. And then I started playing out there, and I was like, wow, everybody's really way better than I thought. So it's an adjustment, and it's tough because, you know, if you don't play well enough to keep your card, you go back to qualifying school. So I had to go back to qualifying school both times, and your whole life is, like, up in the air, depending on how you play that couple weeks. So it was a great experience, and, you know, I'm proud to say I got to do it, but it was a hard life, and you know, I always told people, my pro-am partner, so I always be like, you have the best job in the world. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't get paid unless I play good. At least you're getting paid while you're out here playing golf with me. So
that's true.
Yeah, I feel like when you, right there, like, my brother played professional soccer, like, below the MLS. But even in the MLS, this is a few years ago, but the first year contract was $19,000 a year, which, like, isn't even really enough to live on. I mean, like, think about playing in New York City. Like, where do you live on $19,000 a year? That's kind of tough. Like,
that would be tough.
Yeah. Being able to live as a professional athlete can be tough. I think we only see, like, in golf, you know, you're big-time golfers making millions, but that's very...
You get free drinks?
Sure. Not when we play, though. I've never played and drank before. We were talking about that one day in here. Never.
Never?
Trump's never done the opposite.
I don't think I've ever done
that. I know. It's just, you know, it's such a different sport for me than for other people.
That's interesting. Yeah. We should try that sometime.
That's why it's no fun for me now anymore.
Really?
No. I'm going to try not CrossFit, not drinking in CrossFit. I'm going to try that.
Oh, jeez.
4th of July is coming up. Beer Mile?
4th of July is coming up. That's true.
Unsanctioned event.
Unsanctioned CrossFit event, yeah.
Yes.
For sure.
All right, so... For 2 years, you were on the LPGA Tour.
Mm-hmm.
Played some crazy stuff, crazy places.
Yeah.
I didn't want to keep talking about golf, but we got a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
Joe, what's your password real quick so I can log into your computer?
I just throw that out there.
So after that, after golf, you decided to become a coach, the assistant coach.
Yeah.
How long were you the assistant coach?
For 3 years, and then I took over the team kind of at the ending of a season, and we made it to the national championship, and then we finished 5th at the national championship. So I was really fortunate they kind of had to give me the job after they did so well.
Nice.
So that worked out very well for me.
If only the football team, like the new coaches, could roll with that. Maybe we keep on for more than 4 years.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get it going.
That's great. All right, so you're coaching in college, or you're coaching college athletes. You're still full-time coaching them?
Yep.
And full-time momming?
Yeah.
And how often do you come here to CrossFit?
I come every day, 5 days a week.
How do you do it?
I just make time for it. You know, if I come in the morning, you know, my job, I can do the office part of my job in the evening at home. I can do it all. I'm working all the time. But so when we're in season and we have practice starts at about 2 and goes till 6. So, So if I come in the morning, I just have a little less time in the office, so it might mean I have to return emails in the evening or something like that. In the winter, when it gets dark early and it's cold, we end earlier, so sometimes I'll come in 4:30 or 5:30 at that
That's
time of year.
That is a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And you, Mom.
Yeah, both are in college now, so I'm. So that actually, I thought about that. You know, when my youngest was at home, she was a competitive cheerleader, so I would take her to practice, or we would travel for her competitions, and I would travel for golf tournaments. So I don't know. I mean, I didn't really work out consistently. I would do a lot of stuff on my own, and I don't know if I would have been able to make the time or have the time, even just having to go home and make dinner. You know, like I was rushing everywhere all the time. So I found CrossFit right after Maya went to college, and it was a perfect way to kind of fill the gap of time that I would have been going home and cooking dinner and stuff like that. So it made the transition of her going to college a lot easier, actually.
Are you the kind of person that likes to stay busy? Like downtime,
yeah.
Does that
I always feel like I should be doing something, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I could nap all day long. All right, so and you said you come here 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
You were in here... Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was a year ago, 6 months ago, something like that, with a cast on your mm-hmm. knee, or a brace.
Yep.
What was that? And you were still in here every day.
Yeah.
Modifying all the movements and everything. What was that?
Yeah, I tore my ACL sometime last spring. I don't remember what date it was. I remember going, oh, geez, that wasn't good. I wonder what that was. But it didn't hurt, nothing, whatever. So I just kept working out. And then just stepping off a box. It was just tipped up higher, and I just stepped down, and... I'm so short that my foot came off wrong, and I heard a pop then, but I just got up and walked around. We did wall balls that day. I was fine. Just continued on.
That's a crazy thing about ACL,
yeah.
Right? Like, it's such a bad thing to tear, but it's not that painful. Like, there's very few pain receptors in your ACL, so it doesn't... Yeah, people think it's this excruciating pain. It's really not, like, meniscus, and, I mean, if you shred all of it, you'll feel some, but...
Man.
Realistically, ACL is just like a... ripped.
Yeah, and I so my knee would buckle and give out once in a while, and then I ran a 5K, which I had never in my whole life done before, but after CrossFit, you know, I feel like, okay, I can do whatever, and it was out on the road, and the road was quite uneven, and then I tore my meniscus doing that, and I knew that hurt.
Yeah.
So then I had to finish and get in, and I sat down, and I was like, either this is going to get a lot better, or it's a lot worse. So that's when I finally went to the doctor, and they found the torn ACL and the torn meniscus.
How long between the ACL and the meniscus?
Probably 4 or 5 months, maybe.
Goodness gracious.
And then that was in August, and I had surgery in November. So I waited 3 more months for surgery and kept coming in at the same time. Just kept working out. Because
you said it was important, right? Like the doctor even said.
Yeah, the physical therapist afterwards. You know, I went to UT in the training room at the athletic department for my rehab after surgery, and he said that I was progressing very well, and not just for a 50-year-old, but compared to the 20-year-olds too. And he said that he thinks all the time that I worked out, from even tearing the meniscus last spring till now, just helped it and made all the muscles around the knee stronger, so made the recovery easier.
That's awesome. So the... big wig physicians and stuff are saying CrossFit's rehabbing it, helping.
Well,
rehab,
I mean, I think
kind
it
of.
Is
yeah, it didn't hurt it anyway at all.
You know, because the first thought when you do get injured is like, that's it. Like, I've got to rest. You know, like
I need
saying,
to stop now.
I'm not saying all doctors are like this, but you go to certain doctors and it's like, my knee hurts, and you know, they'll be like, well, what did you do? Well, I squatted. Okay, well, don't squat. You know, and that's so counterproductive, because then everything else falls off with it.
Right.
So I think it's important for people to understand, like, I mean, ACL is a serious, serious injury. And to be able to keep coming in here and modifying things, and that's, you know, me and Trent had this conversation a couple of weeks ago, like, modifying workouts to be able to keep moving, like, okay, so you can't squat, but we're going to try and keep the workout as close as possible to the stimulus, rather than just have you go and bike for 30 minutes in a corner. Like, who wants mm-hmm. to go and bike for 30 minutes in a corner? Like, not that that's such a bad thing as a recovery thing.
I'm on that bike.
Who wants to bike, period?
Yeah, not just for 5 minutes.
Yeah, true.
Still don't know why you bought those things. So many of them.
Yeah,
so when did you have the... Sorry.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
I'm a weatherman, not an interviewer. Sorry. When did you have the surgery again?
November 10th.
November. So what was that? What is this? Seven months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And how long did you wear that brace?
I wore it in here. Well, no, actually, I wore it before surgery, and then a little bit after. I was on crutches actually when I came back here and in here at first. I didn't want to get away from coming to CrossFit because I thought if I find something else to do with this time, you know, I might just stop coming, you know. So I was really afraid of that happening. So I probably didn't come for a week or so, and then I came and I just watched and didn't really do much for about another week. And then after that, I was like, well, I'm just going to do what I can. And that's when I started, you know, biking with one leg and rowing with one leg and sitting down to do all the overhead stuff and just trying to do as much as I could do.
That's great. That's great. And so you have now, I guess I don't want to skip to now. When did you start getting, you know, back into, you know, full range of motion, I guess?
I'm actually not all the way there. Like if I have weight and I'm trying to squat down, I can't quite get to the full depth, or I kind of lean to my left leg instead. But pretty good. I'm running. I was able to run after maybe 5 months, started just trying to run a little bit. I limp a little when I run, so it's not exactly the same, and I'm slow. I was slow to begin with though. But I'm pretty close, I think. I'm not doing a box jump yet. I'm jumping on plates. It's not quite to the normal height, but I'm close. I'll be able to get there. I just don't know how many I'll be able to do in a row. It'll be stepping back off the box that I'll have to be more careful than jumping onto the box.
Yeah, careful with that. I hear that can break things.
Apparently.
You can tear things with that.
Apparently.
So you're getting back to it. You're close. Within the past few months, which is why Joe and Kim kind of wanted to, well, the main reason, kind of bring it full circle, mm-hmm. the last few months here has been super impressive, for lack of better words. It's been badass. What happened? What did something click in you? What was it?
Well, these guys, after the new year, they advertised their nutrition program, and I really waffled back and forth. In the year that I was doing CrossFit up to then, I probably had lost 10 pounds just doing CrossFit itself and was feeling so good anyway and feeling great. But I kept saying to Lexi, like, oh, should I sign up for that? Shouldn't I sign up for it? And I thought, well, what if I kind of become hooked on that? Like I became hooked on CrossFit, because who would have thought I would have liked CrossFit to begin with either? So I just decided, you know, I'll try it. And so I signed up for the nutrition program, which is great. They're super detailed and complete and give you tons of information. And so basically just tracking all my food and knowing that Joe really hasn't said much to me about it, but knowing that Kim will say something to me about it makes me really think about what I'm going to eat and what I'm doing and recording everything. So that's been great. I have terrible nutrition habits. I mean, just terrible. I probably ate almost solely carbs in a day, actually. Mm. Like toast for breakfast, a sandwich for lunch, and spaghetti for dinner, right? That was sort of a normal day.
America.
Right, exactly. America. You know,
I mean, it is.
Just didn't eat too much, I thought, okay, well, it's fine. But so
it's the base of the pyramid.
Yeah, right. So I'm making different choices now, and I've lost 15 more pounds since the beginning of February, and traveling a lot this spring. I was probably gone about 35, 40 days this spring. So normally I would have gained 5 pounds traveling and being on the road so much. So
less CrossFit?
Yeah, well,
gone for 35 days.
Right. So a lot of it was weekends, which I don't come in, and I'll do a workout on the road. I don't drop in anywhere, but I'll do something in my hotel room. I'll burpees. I have a jump rope. I'll do something.
So you're still doing the same amount of activity?
A little bit less, but walking a lot more. I walk a ton when we're at our tournaments. So,
like, how do you feel? Like, the weight loss is awesome, and that's something that, you know, you can see and everybody else can see as well. But, like, from a feeling standpoint, like, you feel better?
Yeah, I feel amazing. I felt great. Like, that's kind of one bad thing about CrossFit. Like, you feel great the first day you're here, but nothing has changed yet, you know. But no, I feel amazing. But more than that, it's like what I can do. Getting better in here. Like this last weekend, you know, we redid our deck last week, moved both girls this weekend, and I can do it. I don't, no big deal, you know. Yeah. Like, it doesn't set me back to try to do a ton of normal things in my life, which is great.
We were talking about you when you left on Friday. I don't know if your ears were burning, but Judy did 5 toes bar in a row on Friday in a workout.
Nice.
And Nancy was, like, just going crazy. Like, that is incredible. And I was like, well, you know, the real reality is that she's dialed everything in, you know, like she shows up 5 days a week, you know, her nutrition is on point, like all these things are going to really help progress you. And as much as you don't think like nutrition and toast bar go together, they essentially do, because you feel way better about yourself, you're in a much better place, you know. And I've had this conversation with several people, like what we're doing here is metabolic conditioning, you know, which means it's your metabolism. So whatever fuel you put in is what fuel you get out. So your workouts are way better. Like that is what metabolic conditioning means. Mm-hmm. So it's food in to energy, fuel out. And that will improve you as good as your nutrition is.
It gets you in both ways, because one, you're carrying around less weight. Mm-hmm. Two, you can breathe better.
Yeah.
Your joints, how are your joints?
Good. I didn't really have too many. I mean, I didn't really feel that bad before I came in, but I just feel great now. I just feel so competent and capable and strong.
Do you recover quicker? Muscle-wise?
Yeah, I'm rarely sore from our workouts in here, and I think it's just because I'm here consistently. Now I was sore Monday after Murph, and then I did deck stuff, and I was really sore last week. But, you know, just a little bit of sore, like nothing that knocks me out, really. And the body weight exercises are where I'm just really killing it. Like, the less you weigh, the easier those are. It's been great. Pull-ups
handstand
push-ups, stuff like that.
I mean, when you put on a, like, you go and pick up one of those 20-pound vests and, like,
yeah, if I put that on and did Murph this year, forget it.
Feel how it weighs.
That's what I was last year.
Yeah. Think about it.
20 pounds is incredible. Uh-huh. Like, an incredible amount.
I did my first pull-up, like, right after Murph last year, and I did 50 of them this year.
Wow.
So, it's awesome.
You did one pull-up after Murph last year, and you did 50 last week?
Mm-hmm. During the workout, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then five consecutive toes. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ah, man. So can I sign up for this nutrition?
The Taco Bell's not doing it for you anymore.
Hey, I haven't been to Taco Bell in a while. That's crazy to think that, I mean, getting at it, your workouts are essentially the same, maybe a little bit different. You've been traveling a lot more, but the nutrition was the difference. And that's, I mean, if you were to, who knows if it stays on the same level or whatever, but 15 pounds in what, February, March, April, May?
Yeah.
4 months.
Pretty fast, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe 30 pounds in a year, not like 30 pounds of bad weight, you know, and you'll be gaining good weight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that's it, yeah. And going back to what you said, like, Kim really stays on top of people. Like, Kim is the people that holds people accountable way better than I do in that sense, you know what I mean? Like, and especially for females, you know, she's really obviously good at that, and she's staying on top of most people. We have, I'm going to give her a shout out, Deepika, also, who has just done incredible things on this nutrition program, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it works, right? It's about getting the right amount of fuel into your body, aiming to get it in at the right times, right? So, you know, it's basically counting macros. What we want to do is spread that out over the course of a day. We don't want to save all your macros for the night and have, like, you know, you got to eat 100, you know, grams of carbohydrate and 75 grams of protein and whatever amount of fat for your dinner, right? Mm-hmm. But we want to spread it out and basically give you the preparation to go throughout your day feeling good and energized, you know, which I think a lot of people miss.
At first I was starving all the time, but I didn't know what to eat, you know, so I had to figure out, like, how to snack differently and have things totally different, you know, because same, it would have been carbs. The one bar that I liked that I thought was so healthy had 46 grams of carbs in it. I'm like, oh, crap, I can't eat that anymore.
Sneaky.
Sneaky. So
what was that? Sugar too.
Cliff Bar.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Loved it.
Yeah.
It was great.
What do you do now for snacks?
Well, I have, like, this nut bar. It's all nuts, or beef jerky, cheese, string cheese, stuff like that. So I try to just have to plan. I just have to have it with me. But what Joe was saying about it working, you know, how many times, like, even CrossFit, I was telling my assistant coach the other day, I was like, you know, if I didn't feel better, if I wasn't seeing myself be better, I wouldn't do it anymore, mm-hmm. you know? But you see gains so fast.
Right, yeah.
And then the nutrition thing, too. Even before they gave me the program, Kim just had me, like, track everything I was eating. I lost, like, 4 pounds just doing that because I didn't want her to know what I was really eating, so I ate less. right off the bat. And then, you know, but if it hadn't worked, I wouldn't stick with it, you know. But it worked, and it made a really slow, steady progress. As long as I'm, you know, paying attention, I'm making progress. So,
do you have any goals?
Well, I told Kim I don't want her to change anything anymore. So when I stop losing weight doing this, this is where I'm fine doing it. You know, I have more goals like for CrossFit more than anything. Like I want to get double unders. I can only do like one at a time. Kipping handstand push-ups. I did some the other days. I just do strict all the time because I can't get the kip. So I want to get that. And my weights, I'm kind of topped out at how much I can lift. So I really want to, I think it's my lower body, my, you know, where my knee was weak. I think my legs are still a little weak. So I want to try to increase in those areas. It's just fun. I love Beyond the Whiteboard and being able to track everything and knowing where you've been and where you want to go. Yeah. Like my sister-in-law, Monica, started. And I know she has Beyond the Whiteboard. But like today, I hope she counted her reps. I don't know if she did or was able to keep track of them because it was so much.
Yeah,
but I hope she did so that she knows when she progresses because I think that's so cool to see. Yeah.
This is one of those ones that comes up. It's a cool one to track.
It is a cool one. I think that's, you know, overall, like, you know, we have this conversation every time in fundamentals. Like,
we're talking about fight gone bad.
Fight gone bad, yeah. But, you know, just working out and nutrition and everything, it's like the first question I like to ask in fundamentals is, like, what do you think CrossFit is? And, you know, 99% of the time it's like, well, are these crazy long intense workouts, right? And it's so far away from what CrossFit truly is. Like, we see much more, there's much more from getting your 8 to 14 minute workouts in, but not just that. Like, the base of the CrossFit pyramid is your nutrition, right? And we'll be the first to admit that for, you know, the first year or so when we were open, that really wasn't like a priority for us. It was like figuring out, like, you know, the workouts and everything else. And when we realized like how important the nutrition base was, like, it changed everything, you know.
Didn't Glassman say that if you're not eating low carb, you're not technically doing CrossFit? Yeah. Like, if you're not...
Yeah, and that varies from person to person, obviously, right?
Oh, for sure,
You know, and then there's a whole, like, you know, the games athletes who are training at such volume that the diet's going to be much different. But again, we've talked about this before, that's not necessarily healthy, per se. Mm-hmm. They are not doing CrossFit for health purposes.
Right.
You know, just like a football player is not playing football for health reasons, because if they were, they would not be playing. but yeah, it's true. I mean, like I said, fueling your body to meet the demands of what you need it for is everything. Like, I mean, going back to my playing soccer days, like, I remember there were games where I felt fantastic and there were games where I felt awful, you know, and that all came down to having terrible nutrition. I didn't know that then because I was young and stupid. Now I'm just stupid. But it makes such a difference. Like, you can definitely tell working out and even just going about your day. Like, if I eat badly at around 3 o'clock, I'll feel like that. Like, I need a nap. Like, I'm really lethargic, or I need coffee. But if I eat well throughout the day, like, everything's good to go. Like, I'll be able to keep going through. So,
when you were making your decision to go back to make this sign up for the nutrition thing, and you said you were talking with Lexi about, like, should I do it or should I not? Mm-hmm. What was the over the edge part? What was the, I'm gonna send him an email or I'm just gonna ask?
Just because I thought, you know, what if I, for the first time ever really with nutrition, what if I end up all in? Like, that could never be a bad thing. So, you know, it was sort of that. It was just like being brave. It was like the first time I walked through the door here, it was like, should I do it? Should I not do it? And, like, kind of scary, but, you know, like, the benefits of it were outweigh the risk or the being worried about it or being embarrassed about it or whatever.
Any advice for somebody who is kind of teetering? Should I do it? Should I not? Is it worth it?
For the nutrition program? Well, just try it. Like, why not? You know, like I said, it can't be a bad thing. But, you know, I would be in here listening to, like, what people said they ate and, you know, or, like, I ate pizza last night. It was so bad. And I'm like, wow, I eat pizza, like, every week, you know? So, I think most people here are, like, you know, thinking about their nutrition. So if these guys are willing to help us out, it's just really awesome of them to do it. And just logging your food is pretty easy.
Yeah, I think that's keeps one you thing accountable. That people think it's such a hassle, but it really, once you've done it for a week, maybe two weeks, like, it's really not that bad.
Does it? Do you guys charge anything extra for the nutrition?
No.
No, so that's pretty nice.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's...
That amount of information is like, you can go to somebody else and pay.
Well, I think it's kind of... it's the same. And you know, it's the same thing with everything else. You know, like our weightlifting class on Saturday, like, that is a part of CrossFit. So to us, it's like, you know, how can you charge for different parts of it? You know what I mean? How can you charge for the nutrition when it's a fundamental part of CrossFit? How can you charge for weightlifting when it's a fundamental part of CrossFit? You know, that to us is important, you know. And then, you know, again, you're probably going to turn people away somewhat if you're like, hey, by the way, this nutrition program's an extra however much a month, you know, like it.
To us, keep being fat, but keep showing up.
Yeah. Well, we wish we could help you, but
it's gonna cost you.
The other thing that got me to do it too, I was like, Kim and Joe don't need me to tell them what I eat. They know how hard I work in here, and they know exactly what I look like. They know exactly what I'm eating. You know, like it wasn't gonna be.
Hiding anything.
I'm not hiding anything, right?
Man.
So
yeah.
I mean,
tell myself that every time I walk in the door.
Right. They know anyway, even if I don't tell them.
Yeah, you get to know where people are at. You know, and like you said, most people will straight up, you know. Great example. We had a guy, and I'm not going to name his name. He's still at the gym, but if he wants to reveal himself after this podcast, first day of fundamentals came in and, you know, started crushing the workout. And it's a 12-minute AMRAP.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.